Till's room, he asked me to sing 10 or 20 miles away from
him. Thomas Edison Board of Directors meeting, May 20th, 2019, beginning 6:06.
Sorry about that.
Solo.
I would appreciate it if you would sing solo that I can't hear you.
See, that was. Right.
Thanks for the support.
I'm gonna get Rip on the line there. And hey, Rip, how you doing? This is Mikal.
Hey,
Mikal. Oh, no problem. So we're gonna we can go ahead and open up. We got Rip on the line here. Oh, okay, cool. All right. We'll go ahead and pass out a few items here. We'll get everybody in the agenda. Just take a minute or two, take a look at the minute.
So, Mikal, Mr. President,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, going back to just a question, going back to the agenda, is this the March?
I noticed that myself.
Okay.
I was going to point that out.
Right. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
No, it's a typo.
It's
so on the agenda, it says approval of the minutes, March 4th.
Okay.
We're in March.
That's the first thing that jumps out.
We got a copies of the...
One second.
There's still agenda.
There
we go.
There's Mr.
Hey, Tell. Good.
It's a time to get the agenda.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
Any extras?
The agendas she's got.
Sure.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right. So you have the again. These are the April board members. I'll correct their agenda here.
Sorry, guys.
I would like an extended statement on the bottom there, on page 2 of the minutes.
Yep.
Mr. Blossom stated there will be an additional cost for the wall. I think that should be clarified more specifically to say the chiller, isn't that, is that what we call that? You know, the wall that they're talking about is outside where the, it sounds like it, you know, where the chiller is. So I think it should maybe be clarified there or an additional note to say the chiller.
Yes, yeah, so as Mr. Blossom said, there will be additional cost for the wall. Which make it seem like, you know, you're talking about Trump's wall. We're very nonpartisan here.
Yeah.
It says, but we'll
near the chiller.
The wall near the chiller.
Has nothing to do with the Trump wall.
Yeah.
It's called chiller.
There's nothing else. I'll receive a motion.
So moved.
Second, Wayne Cooper.
All right. Minutes have been approved and seconded. Any questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Seat empty chairs. this year, but let's see. Do you have any parent comment? Speaking of parents, I'll just take the opportunity to welcome our newest board member. We'll be a parent representative. So,
welcome. Hope it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Any teacher comment?
Just wanted to give a sincere thanks for everything that was done for us as teachers during Teacher Appreciation Week. You know, everybody who was involved in putting that on, it was just humbling to get every day we receive something for that. So, and we all really appreciate that. So just wanted to put that out there.
Cool, man. We're happy to do it. How was the Phillies game?
You got to check.
Chilly at night. The Phillies won, though.
All right. Any general public comment?
Yeah, we have a visitor from Phase 5. I'll let him introduce himself.
Good evening to everyone. My name is Robert Tan. As a member of Phase 5. I was here a few years ago to a meeting, and it was done. But the thing that I would really like to comment on is when I came in today, I was walking down the hall with my cane kind of slow, and one of the young students, a young lady, she walked up to me and was walking along with me. She says, "Have you come to see some young lady?" I said, "No, I did not." She says, "Well, why are you here?" So I said, "Well, I've come to a meeting, and I'm trying to find out where the library is." And so she says, "Well, I'd like to say welcome to the Edison School, and here's the library." So I thought that was extremely nice. She was a very poised young lady, and it was really nice to come in and be greeted with that. So somebody must be doing, everybody must be doing a good job. So I commend you all.
Thank you.
Well, as a board member, I can just tell you this, Mr. Tan, and this is for real. We're trying to figure out which one it could have been, because it could have been any one of our kids here.
Yes.
That's the greatness that exists here that people don't know. It's a jewel.
I got that sense when I saw the way the children were moving through the halls and the activities. I could see that there was a level of discipline and obedience that you wouldn't normally see, I think, in the public school system today. So I was not really surprised, but really pleased to be able to see that. And I kind of expected that from what I hear about the school. I understand that Edison does a fine job.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Sir.
It would not be possible. Teachers is that when my students, when we're not looking, right, is that measured in a test quite often or in an essay, but in real life is what really carries you far, as you can see in the leadership of our country right now. You know, just being kind or understanding how important it is to respect people no matter who they are is very important. And those are the children we're trying to raise right here in our school. But that does not happen unequivocally without the vision of some people who saw that education would truly be one salvation.
You know, if I might, I would comment. I'd like to comment on that. You brought that up, and when we first got to school, the intent was to have some kind of educational system in the school that would motivate folks in the neighborhood. And so it was really designed to be like an education. That was an educational center with all kinds of opportunities would be provided. And we were approached, you know, by the mayor and Mr. Edison. But our intent, when we entered into the lease agreement, and the intent of the group at that time was to make sure that this relationship that we were entering into was going to be a win-win situation for the Edison School, and that was the primary focus. I think at this point, 20 years later, and the relationship that we've had over the years, I think says that. I think that we've, you know, really maintained the attitude that this was best for the community as opposed to any other
kind of personal interest. So I thank you for that, but that actually was our intent as well. So we appreciate it. All right. At the head of the school report, well, Mr. Bell is distributing his report. I'll just take a moment. We kind of celebrated him last month. But this weekend was a big weekend in the L family. He got a double doctorate. So it was got an honorary doctorate from Brandywine Valley College in Pennsylvania, and then he received his earned doctorate from the University. So I just want to congratulate him on that. Thank you.
As you know, those kinds of things don't happen. You don't come alone, and so I want to thank you a lot. This when I spoke commencement on Saturday at Delaware Valley, I think the message to the young people is that the village is real. And if we take care of the village and appreciate the village will come back and take care of you. And I don't think there was more evidence than that brother that blessed those students at Morehouse.
I was going to ask, did you try to talk
about it? Well, I told him I could probably help one pay off the first month payment. But our village here at Edison is one that is, I think that's one that's strong, and we're truly a family. I think that what we hear most from staff members is that regardless of what may be going on out in the community or inside the school, and even from our parents as well, is that it feels like a family, and the children do, and that's evident because they graduate. As these young people get ready to graduate, they count the days, my last month here at Edison. Can't wait to ever become great to be gone forever. And then the day after they graduate, they get on a bus and come right back to school, right? Because, you know, for many of them, this is really the family that they've known. And for me, for the last 9-plus years, it has been a family. So I appreciate the board and everybody else. And I think, Mr. Till, the feeling that you got during Teacher Appreciation Week was the feeling of appreciation for family. So it's one thing to say, appreciate you for being a teacher. Let me give you a T-shirt. You know, let me buy you a cup of coffee. But for the board to approve my team and saying that we'd like to do something every day for our staff members. and then not just that, but then go to the Phillies game for Teacher Appreciation the Friday night before that and go up on a nice chartered bus. I just think that was the idea that's what family does. So to feel feedback from teachers. I actually want to thank my team as well. I've never seen them work so hard. I've never seen them work during Teacher Appreciation Week. Delivering tacos to the classroom. We had a smoothie machine one day. We had Woodside Farm ice cream in the schoolyard for the staff. Then we had a Bertucci's lunch for the staff, and then Friday culminated with Einstein's, and the administrative team delivered breakfast to the teachers' classroom. They always, you know, as a teacher, I remember the teacher, sometimes I would go home at 6, 7 o'clock at night and realize I hadn't gone to the bathroom all day, right? Or I hadn't eaten all day.
Yeah.
So to be able to have that brought, you know, to the classroom, I think, was all in the spirit, you know, of family. But one of the things we also did, and I want to thank the board for supporting us, we also purchased some nice, what do you call it, ladies? A tumbler. Thank you. See, of course, a new mom knows when you got infants and toddlers and you're on a tumbler. But this tumbler is special because it has Edison on it, but it keeps cold drinks cold for 12 hours,
wow,
close to, and hot drinks hot for at least 6 hours.
And it really works.
And it works because we got the ice cream and we gave the smoothies.
Yeah.
Teach, we put the smoothies in the morning. Some took it to the room and saved it for the afternoon. Came back and said, I need some liquid to put in because my smoothie is frozen.
Whoa.
So I have my Vannis here.
You can decide if you'd like a red.
And
or
they're
going
to give one to you as a token of the
staff.
Red pen. I have red, so if you want red or blue.
Blue.
Red.
Blue.
Red.
I can blue.
Okay.
Since I got my red shirt
right on time,
so you still need
to
have blue on red.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Mr. Smith, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I understand the two of you work well together. I keep hearing that.
Oh yeah, great work.
They are getting it done. I keep on hearing good stuff about the two of you.
Thank you.
Without him, we'd be thirsty.
No.
We
got a special. Oh, we got a special.
All right, so because I'm just
give away.
Thank you very much.
So, Rupa, are you there?
Sure, I'm here.
Okay, we'll save a tumbler for you, okay?
Okay.
You have a color preference, red or blue?
Blue.
Blue. We got a blue one waiting for you. So students in the process of completing the Smarter Balance test, final results will be shared with school late in the summer. Are we starting to make up sales?
We don't have the
Eighth grade graduation is fast approaching.
Yes.
These eighth graders, you know, a couple years ago they were in kindergarten, and now they are graduating on Friday, May 31st at 1 p.m. Kindergarten graduation is the following Monday. Two graduations, one in the morning at 9 a.m. and another at 1 p.m. We've begun preparing for our summer program, which will run from Monday, June 17th until Friday, July 12th. And we will be partnering with the Bell Foundation, who run nationwide after-school programs, write curriculum. And they are going to develop a curriculum, because we talked about this in our board meetings. We will be able to, are we doing some pre-assessment?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So pre-assessment, and then track the progress of the students through the summer program. And we're talking with them about also designing a program that would align the summer program with our Saturday and after school program. So there's a continuum so we can develop. Can we get, can I get like 10 seconds on the meeting with Bell? Sort of what do you feel about the curriculum, how it will help us?
So it's all aligned to Smarter Balance, or all aligned to Common Core. So that's going to work really well. They're going to do the STAR assessment, which I think is different for us, so we'll get a pre and a post to be able to kind of see the growth that our kids make over the summer. It's very structured, and the teachers, there's training that they're going to have for 2 days, which will be great on it, and then they'll be able to plan, half hour or so, but be ready for different, and it's supposed to be fun and engaging for the kids, so that's something that we're looking forward to, because usually we continue kind of what we do in the school year into that, but this will be different, and it's kind of really improved, and it should be really engaging for them.
Providing professional development at no cost, providing books, supplies, material, and curriculum at no cost. This would typically be a $20,000 to $40,000 investment for us, but they're providing it at no cost. Because of the work that we've done here at the school, they recognize that and know that it will be beneficial for them to be able to utilize the program, but also because I've extended myself to be able to offer support for them and in exchange support the school.
Okay.
So they've been willing to, willing to do that. Again, PD, pre-assessment, post-assessment.
And both reading and math. So,
right.
And
K through
both.
Yeah, both reading and math. Yeah, we'll have a coach that'll come and be with us a couple times during the 4 weeks of summer, so be able to coach the teachers. so, yeah, we're really getting a lot for this.
Yes.
Very, very excited.
Yeah. What schools do they operate in now here in Delaware or maybe just in the area in Philly, if they are in?
They're in Philly. They're in 1,600 school districts around the country.
Okay.
Boston, D.C., big in D.C., Baltimore, a lot of big cities. I'll get some info on where they are and send it to you. But they're doing a lot of great work. And what's great is that they have awesome data on the work they're doing and the improvement that they're showing to work with, especially students in high-poverty, high-need communities. So
they primarily target high our areas.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely. It was a company started maybe 20, 30 years ago by some folks at Auburn. Who felt that minorities in the high-need schools weren't being addressed through many of the educational programs and started their own program. and then Girls on the Run, 5K. I got some tired folks around here because they went out and ran with the young people over the weekend and didn't realize that 5K wasn't cereal. It was actually a race. And Ms. Neal, I want to thank Ms. Neal for spearheading that. We had some a group of staff members. Mr. Smith actually got out there and did a little run. You know, I had one teacher tell me that her third grader ran at 5K in
32 minutes. And if she didn't get stuck at the beginning shoot, she would have been quicker than that.
As a third grader.
6 minute mile.
What? 3 miles.
Yeah.
Under 10 years old. She made me run.
Who is that kid?
That was her running partner. So she had to keep up with the little girls, supposed to keep up with her. She had to keep up with the girl.
Let's find out who that kid is.
32 minutes. So the girls said they would like to challenge the board to a 5K race next year.
Wow.
They're going to send you a link to a Couch to 5K training program.
I don't think
you say you can drive it up.
I don't think all these structured knees are going to be ready.
You can walk fine. You can't run fine. Walk fine. I can't run fine.
So we are beginning to interview some teachers for next year. We want to start early. So we have some teachers coming in for meet and greets. How many days this week?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Ms. Yates and Mr. Smith have put together, and Ms. Neal will sit in, of course, some teachers we're meeting at recent graduates to begin to develop a pool for any potential vacancies we might have. The tree stump out by that wall that's near the children has been removed. So now it's just the wall and the children. But that big Jack of the Beanstalk out there.
It's gone.
All right. At least for now.
Thank you.
Jesse Reporter repaired the door frame in room 108. And we have a new ice maker, which was supposed to be installed, which I thought.
I thought it was last week.
But it's not. Won't be in until, I think, later this week. The new ice maker that will be installed in the school. So the one we have is very old. And we had gotten cited by the health department, so it's time to get a new one. Okay, any questions?
Well done.
And I'll make sure I forward you that bell. I'll send it out to the board. I'll send it to everybody. All
right. Any other questions or things brought up?
Bottom line. Move acceptance of the budget.
Financial.
Church. That's what we're working on. Now.
I'll second.
Okay, cool. So the finance report has been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? All right. Yeah, it's added. All right. So now we'll actually talk about the budget. To the salary scale for teachers, they're giving additional 2% on everything for teachers. The state is also giving $1,000 for all paralegal positions. So since we're getting that money, we decided to pass it on to the paras. So when you look at the unit count formula, it does include what we're getting for salaries. Also, we expect to get a little bit more for transportation. However, we don't know what the expense side is really going to be. So for the expense side, we just increase it by 2%. Let's see. We did receive some additional
revenues this year that, according to the governor's report, we will be receiving again the opportunity grant. This year was the first time receiving that. And we received more for the education sustainment funds than last year. So hopefully we'll get a little more of those funds for this coming school year. Other than that, it's the regular consolidated grant based on what we received last year. The settlement funds based on what we received last year. And everything else is funds that come in from classrooms and people giving money for the chess team and things like that.
So, oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
For the transportation that you mentioned, you said probably it'll be around 2%, I think I heard you say. How is that reflected in this on page, which page are we looking, need to look at?
That is reflected, the actual line item is on the third page.
So it, you added?
I added. Two,
you added that in?
Yes.
In there?
I added 2% on the regular transportation rate.
Okay.
And then we also included 2%. Money for field trips, for aftercare, and things of that nature. So we rough, it's rough estimate about 760,000 dollars.
Okay. So that's the next 760.
And that's pretty realistic when we look at last year.
Okay.
So, yeah, so when you look at the debt service fund, it's included in there under the expense side.
So one of the key things for us for facing the budget is on the number of students. So we took a pretty conservative view of that this year of 725 students. I guess that we were at 732 this year, so it's not being aggressive on the student account in order to fill the gap. It's actually more of a conservative approach. It's very likely we end up with more than 725 students. Last year, we based the student count on 735.
735.
No,
740.
740.
740
last.
We were 8 below what we based it on last year. Exactly. After 740, we ended up with 730.
Isn't that interesting? Now we come 8 up.
And now we've decided to not try to be tricky with that. We'll just have what we know is pretty solid. And then it'll be upside if we come above that. So we were able to, with kind of navigating the school year, able to overcome being 8 short last year. So I would foresee us being in a much, much better spot next year based on the 725. And I'll point a couple of other things. Just a couple other things that Pat mentioned. The 2% increase for teachers will be on the entire salary. So they still have their step system. The 2% raise is on the top of the step system, right? So rather than that being stagnant, that will be a 2% increase. Just in the to be completely transparent, the budget includes an opportunity for tier bonuses for the administrative team that we will set goals and they will have the opportunity to earn a bonus. That includes the head of school, other thing I wanted to point out was, and I'll have, we had to do the budget, so we had to have it in here, but I'll have a kind of a formal contract to present in our next board meeting. But this budget reflects what we view as the first year of the next 3 years for Principal L. So Principal L has a contract that expires at the end of June of this year. One thing I'll say, and I'll commend Principal L. This was a very easy discussion. I mean, it's like what can the school afford, and I wanted to be fair to Principal L, and Principal L was more than fair to the school. It's a very modest increase for Principal L. I think it results in approximately $5,000 in salary and $5,000 additional to his variable income for a bonus. So in past years, he's had the opportunity to earn $10,000. This budget would get an opportunity to earn $15,000. And his base salary, I don't have the exact number, but it increases by about $5,000. So it's an additional, overall to our budget, is additional $10,000, which I think he deserves to be recognized for completing his doctorate.
Yes.
And truthfully, he's coming to Thomas Edison as a discount. And to his credit, he did not hold the school hostage. It was quite the opposite. I've had much harder conversations with Principal Bell and his admin team than with his own salary. I say that jokingly, but I'm kind of serious.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
So I feel really good about the budget overall. I just wanted to point out a couple of things that we have discussed Principal L in the future, and that's reflected in the budget. Principal L had a desire to make sure his admin team had an opportunity to earn compensation. That's listed in the budget in the interest of full disclosure, as well as Principal L's salary. But I just wanted to share that with the board before we vote. I just wanted to, those are really the main things. 2% increase. For teachers on the overall STEP system, $1,000 increase for parents, and this is along with their STEP system, increase for Principal L, kind of a realignment of administrative bonuses. I think those are kind of the main things. Anything else you guys saw?
Say that's a man who has been with us since the beginning of the school. She is retiring this year.
We have to move on.
So I just wanted to thank you for all your hard work. On a part-time basis. She'll still be here at the board meetings, taking minutes. And she still will be doing payroll. So Principal Al pointed out that under the line on the second page, her prior position was cafeteria manager,
right,
/ payroll. So that that line item is going to be changed to just say payroll.
Just so it shows that we do have someone in that role, since we have someone in that role,
yep,
or anything mm-hmm. like that. So I'm sure if we have a cafe issue, the man will help. But here's my question: how long have you been?
Actually,
I started
on about 2000.
Wow.
She's a grandma. She was a grandmother of one of my students. Years.
I was her
mother.
Yeah.
You're talking age now. People don't stay anywhere that long if they don't feel like they're a family. We appreciate your service.
Yeah.
providing our cafeteria services, you'll find that there should be no line item for cafeteria because they are being paid what we would usually get from the federal government. So we're not getting those funds reimbursed to us. They're getting them directly. So it's no real payment directly from us to them.
And one other thing I'll point out that I didn't mention, but I should. The teacher's step system is the same as been in place outside of the raise. The paraprofessionals had a slight tweak. And principal, you can correct me if I state this wrong. Teachers without paraprofessionals without a bachelor's degree. So we wanted to. I'll start by saying we wanted to acknowledge people that have a bachelor's degree as a paraprofessional to start at a certain level. In order to do that, those without a bachelor's degree was decreased at the beginning. So overall, it's kind of a shift. Less is no degree. Degree and experience kind of like a seesaw. That's why I don't know if you
because then like that. Well, I guess that para step system will develop when we develop the teacher step system. But I think my assumption was in order to sort of shift as much financially to the teacher pay scale as possible, I think there were some sacrifices made on the side of paraprofessionals. So in the paraprofessional pay scale, you actually had a teacher with a bachelor's degree probably making what, 500 more than a para with a bachelor's degree, making what, 500 more than a para with a high school diploma.
If you had an associate's degree, you had like 750
more. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, if you had a bachelor's degree, you didn't get any more. If you had a master's degree, you didn't get any more.
Like no waste, no education.
But that is the state operation. That's how they
behave. But the state, they don't really hire the parents.
That's what I'm doing. Catch him in the
cold. Because we smell on the back.
Yeah.
You know. Talking to being one, you thought I was a bad professional. Yes, you did. All star. You start out as a parent. And it would have been very hard to recruit her. Because the old scale was paying parents with a bachelor's less than $30,000 a year.
Like 27.
Yeah. Right.
This year, it would have been like 28. All
right. You got McDonald's making more than that.
We realize that our parents do more than the
right. district. They do a lot of cover classes. They're some of the most important people in there.
So I think we started paras with a bachelor as a floor, 30,000.
Yeah.
30 or 32?
30, and then master's 32.
Okay. Mm. So, and then what I wanted to comment on is also the $1,000 that the parents are getting may seem like a small amount, but because they're some of the lower paid employees, that $1,000 equates to almost a 4% raise when you look at the percentage of their salary. So the $1,000 is significant. Normally, if many of them, if they had gotten a 2%, it would have been maybe a $600 or less raise, but getting a $1,000 raise was 3 or more, percent for, for paraprofessors. So that was why we were, more than eager to make sure that we were trying to provide that for, 1,000 for.
Yeah, so on a $25,000 salary, the principal is 0.2% is $500, right? So $1,000 for most of the paraprofessionals equates to more than 2%.
Right. So, and then with the step scale, teachers are receiving the step raise, and 2% on that. And we're finding that, although we're not sort of equal to all school districts, we do feel that we're close enough to some where we're seeing fewer teachers say, hey, listen, I need to leave because I'm just making so much. So I know it was a lot of hard work,
news.
A lot of
that's
struggle
good news.
Getting through that, but we're seeing a huge
that's good news.
Because
that's where we bleed.
And I just wanted to add that 12-month employees are receiving a 3% increase.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that was a lot. But any
small school making $170,000 a year. Yeah. But I'm not asking for that because that I would never trade in the people I have, you know, to be anywhere else. But we also know that, you know, we share in this work, and I appreciate the board, you know, having the generosity and the spirit of service to be able to make sure that all of our employees feel appreciated.
It binds us together.
Yeah, and it makes my job easier. Yeah.
Binds us together.
Thank you, buddy.
This is this isn't really a budget thing, but we got it for the signing bonus we need to put on that.
You should. So again, payrolls. Was going to get
there. No. I'm if you don't have it, I have it. I'm just kind of toss this in there. Each year, we try to reward those coming back with a signing bonus. We're able to do that again this year. We budgeted to do it, and so we're able to do that. And this follows the same logic as last year. What we tried to do last year was incorporate a piece that gave increases for years of service. How many of those numerical years? Was it over 5 years?
Yeah, it was 5 years and then it was 15.
Okay. So for every 5 year increment, there's an additional $100. So the base bonus for teachers is $850. An extra $100 for every 5 years of service, and then there's additional pay for the team leaders. And then paraprofessionals received $500.
Versus.
I thought you were talking about
5 years. I was going to say, we're only giving them a $50 bonus. $500 bonus and $50 for every 5 years.
Okay. They're staying another year. You understand? And those that you see here. That
these are their years.
$50.
$500 is $50 for every 5 years of service. And teachers were $850. $100.
And they also act as lead teachers.
Okay.
So they're great.
You have to work on
that. This is
on the silver market. Triple pigeons.
That's a nice piece.
But, it's like anything else.
And
so that's what
I'm saying. I'm going to stay in the
doing so much in
this particular
even on the stage.
This is not the NBA.
There's only so much in that team.
The
big team, though.
It depends on where we're
at.
Yeah, if we're in
the salaries are based on the team.
How well you manage
statewide.
Yeah.
Statewide is the driver. I mean, if they are in a positive level,
they are.
If we're in a positive level at Edison.
No, we're saying for the student, for the signing bonuses, they'll occur when we're in the black. If they're in the red, then
no matter.
It's no guarantee. Okay. That's why we don't budget for it.
Right. Gotcha.
All right. That's a lot of any other comments?
Good stuff.
All right. Nothing else? A motion.
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve the budget.
Second it?
Second.
No problem.
Cool. So it's been moved and second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposition? All right. Phil's been antsy. It's his birthday.
Thank you.
That's right. We're closing in on. Oh no, 7:07. We got. We're in good shape.
I have this little frog on my desk. So whenever someone's birthday, if I hit the head. Someone gave it to me on my birthday. It's your birthday.
Whose birthday is it? Yours?
Jeff Taylor.
Mine was Saturday.
My son is 18.
Oh.
I was the 11th. And my daughter is the 27th.
Oh, man.
We okay. Broke by June 3rd. Every year.
Every year.
The budget is tapped out.
Okay,
my
every
wife is June 1st.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes, that's what you're saying.
30 days.
Okay, everyone should have the. Says statement of accounts, Thomas Edison Charter School, Board of Directors, Foundation accounts. If you look down at the bottom, at the bottom four items dated April, that's basically the checks that either money that has come in, we've had money that has come in from the state. And this is sort of a pass through. You see the $24,000, and then you can see where a check was written that went back to the schools of $24,000. So that's sort of a pass through. Mention that when you look through here, you'll see that a number of checks. That's because for some of these checks, and I forgot the details on it, Winder could elaborate a little bit more. It's they can't go straight to the school. So it's a pass-through, so they have to pass through the foundation, as we mentioned before, then go back to the school account. And then the other, the bottom ones are, the bottom two are for the March board meeting minutes. The second page deals with our money market account. We have in there starting balance of $600,591.65. You can see that we picked up $49.37.
Oh,
that's what I was
trying to find.
Oh, yeah. You got that?
Hey, those are little pennies.
Well, it's and that's true, and we've talked about this. We haven't done anything about doing something, looking at it, and that's something that we could consider, but I think in these times, the way it is now, if you're talking about investing in anything, especially in terms of the stock market, they've gone up, but they've also gone down, and the net is, the gain is a net zero. So, and in some cases, it's a minus. I think our board president can comment on that.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
We would definitely do something.
So that's the whole thing. So,
fund, like
yeah.
You,
so,
you
yeah. So that's not what we're looking at. So we've talked about it. We haven't done anything, and that's something that we'll hopefully bring to be able to act on and bring to the board in terms of suggestions with that. Hopefully, the next school year.
Question: does the state have any say or jurisdiction over how you invest, how those dollars are invested?
No, because this is not a state. The foundation is not a state agency. It. Yeah.
We have certain guidelines we got to follow, but we can,
right.
As far as record keeping and things of that nature.
We could gamble. We could go out on a limb.
Here's the thing: this is a non-profit foundation, similar to one that somebody had in New York that was just canceled for doing some real shady stuff. Okay, so we're not looking to do that. So.
Mutual funds.
So, yeah, that would be really the way. Yeah, something conservative. Yeah.
But everything over 600 is not insured.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we can have some CDs. Any questions? Other than side comments? on the board financial report.
Motion to approve the board financial report. Mel Brown.
Second, Al Blocks.
All right. Receive the motion to report the board financials. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any oppositions? All right. The ayes have it. Mr. Coop, is there anything that you want to share for achievement?
Yeah, I don't have a report for this time, as in the test we dealt with that at the last board meeting in terms of the sort of the interim report for the state testing, and the state testing has is still in progress. But I wanted to comment on the number of 725 students, because that would represent the lowest that we've gone. But as you can see, our dollar amount in terms of we're able to sustain the same number of teachers, the same number of paras, pay for a bonus, and wanted to comment in terms of it was brought to my attention that Principal L had brought that up in terms of setting that as the goal. There's some other things that have happened in terms of the state providing more money for, I think, I'm not sure what the term was, high impact areas or whatever it was called, but I think that's going, I can remember back when the school opened, and Liz can comment on that. We think, you know, may have to think a little hard, but the first year the school opened up with 800 students, and we had a tough year, and it dropped to 700. It dropped to 700. That second year, my classes were in the eighth grade, were I had 15 students in each class.
For the first year?
For the second year.
So the first year opened with 800?
800.
Yeah, because it was all about that money.
Yeah, this was under Edison.
And it was under Edison, New York.
It was under Edison, New York.
The big boys.
Yeah. And the second year, we lost, well, when we opened up the second year, we were down to 700. So we lost about 100 students. But what that allowed us to do during that time was to focus on those students who were there, especially in the upper grades. A lot of the younger ones stayed, but we ran a lot of those. a lot of them were. I think we had some students up there that were 19 years old, and they were. Yeah.
It was just tough dynamics.
People were looking for a break for their child. They thought this was the savior institution, the whole idea of a charter school, and it would do that. And we had some tough kids. But what, again, as I wanted to focus on, that's what I see that number being, is going to allow. Now, that may not stay that way in terms of the 725, but right now with what we're looking at 730, what we have now, we're going to lose, you know, that 50 will probably gain if you look at it again in terms of, I guess you calculated that in terms of roughly 100 students in kindergarten. But what that means is when we're down to trying to get up to that 40, and that one or two students, and you have to look at their behavior records, and you can pull that from the other schools, or the parent has to bring that in. You don't have to make a decision on that person. You can pass in some cases, and that will mean a lot in terms of allowing the teachers to teach, which is what we're all about.
Do you have a capacity required, like a capacity max that you house at the school?
I'm not sure if there's the fire department has required something, but
no, I'm just talking about from a student point of view. If you were talking, could you accommodate 9 or 1,000?
No, we don't have it.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have it. We only have 800. But probably I think we've had 750. We've been sort of person that's seen is over 30 classes.
$725 is the budget number where we know we're safe with budget. We expect to exceed that in terms of enrollment, but that would sort of be gravy. But we'll be okay at $725. But I think at the number where we are, around $735, $740, is where we're comfortable in terms of spacing and class size. But our chart, I think we're about $745 in our charter. And the state charter laws, you can't go 5% over the 5%
under. Principal, with the closing of those other schools in the area, do you think you'll get any more students?
There are high schools that are closed.
Oh, there's high schools.
Great. So that's all that I have. I just had a comment I wanted to make.
And then one thing with the head of school contract personnel committee, main thing was head of school contract, which we put the figures into the budget, but we'll still need to do a physical contract, so I'll try to have that done.
You need to hold on.
No, mine was just a comment.
So we can I'll present the contract to us in June. No other report there.
I promise I'll sign.
Okay. Operations committee.
No report.
All right. Okay. So what I was gonna say. So since we have several new members, we finally have a board at capacity. Prior to the next school year, which comes quick, it'll be in August. I'd like us to get together and just, you know, come up with some like goals, not just as a school but as a board, for the next upcoming school year. And we can just kind of get aligned. We can spend some time with the administrative team. So I talked to Paul Stock at Dana. Oh, and Mr. Johnson, thank you for taking your Dana training as well as Rufa. I think they took that last week or the week before. We'll get some time set up for the next class that you two will both be able to take as new board members. But I'd like us to come together, and this group who's not here. I'm hoping maybe the first part of July. We'll see what calendars look like for like 3-4 hours. It'll be structured. We'll have someone that'll be kind of leading us, and we'll just have to be able to do some strategic planning as a group. And it won't be late in the evening after everyone's worked the day. It'll be like a Saturday morning, like a 9-12 sort of thing. I told Mr. Sacadena that we'd like to do that, and he's going to give me like 2 or 3 dates. Probably in July, that we could get together. So I won't wait till our next board meeting. When I get that, I'll just toss it out there and we can start seeing what works for us. And it'll be planned, though, just it won't be come to this on Saturday.
Next Saturday.
but that's all I had in terms of. And another thing I like to do as we prepare for the next school year is to fill our committees. So we have new board members. We can go through what each committee is. Should it be a committee? Should it be something else that's on here? And we can start sliding folks to be in the different committees. Mr. Cooper loves someone with him on the chief man, and I like someone to run personnel committee. We're welcome. We're more than happy to have people on the finance committee. So we'll go through those committees, talk about what they do, and we can just align your interests with the
fundraising committee.
That's personal,
exactly.
No. Achievement.
Exactly.
All right.
No, that's gonna be a big one. So we'll be able to do that.
That'll probably be good. That's something Paul will probably.
He's a hard taskmaster.
That's why I'm
being
here.
So,
So more to come on that, and I'll keep you posted. Any additional board member comments? All right. Anything new? New business?
Yes, my team would like to. Somebody just want to say. My team would like to offer up an exciting idea that they have for our 20-year anniversary. Okay. They would like to. They've rehearsed the presentation.
Go a little back on that.
This upcoming school year, 1920, is our 20th year. So I just said we should get a planning committee together for some big celebration for the 20th year. Whether that be something for staff, but then also something for alumni and kind of welcoming parents of alumni and old students and new students are here, but a nice, fun event to celebrate 20 years.
So we can think of potentially possibly. Formal event at the DuPont Hotel. So we can have 20th anniversary.
What?
And we can find they have grants and endowments and things that they offer.
It's strange that here's Mr. Tan here today, and certainly for sure he has spoken so well of us. And we've been looking for grants. And I can tell you one thing about Mr. Tan that you don't know is that he is the original Buccini and Paulin. There he is, right there.
Make no mistake about it. I don't know where this conversation is.
But who knows? Mr. Tan may be willing to say to his partners in Phase 5, how about us helping out with that?
Well, I don't know how that could happen. A financial position to be able to do that, but certainly if we were, I certainly would be on board with that.
Just like how we put you out there on front street.
Yeah, there's politicians
out there.
No, but I think it's a great idea. Yeah. And that's one of the things we can probably talk about when we come together as a group. I think it's something that would get great press. It's an article being written, about our 20th year and all that good things, it would be a sense of pride for the alumni. So yeah, we should definitely talk about that. Talk about what we want to look like, Big.
So Liz is heading up that committee? Is that what we're talking about?
Liz Hoffner, Ms. Dale.
Yeah.
Well,
I know he got a lot of ideas. I see him against the brave.
Coach. Let's get Coach out there.
That was a long time ago, and there was a.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
When I got that award,
it was like 3 people.
We got a table
as a board.
That was downtown. I thought you were talking about the country club.
Oh, you got a membership at the country
club?
That's your country club.
So we as a staff, I just thought that it was phenomenal. When we came back, the folks just really talked about how they really enjoyed that stuff. Yeah. That was like black tie, right?
Yeah,
that was black tie.
Okay, man, I'm with you.
We took an awesome staff, forward.
Yes.
And we talk about wanting to do that again. We didn't necessarily think it would be the DuPont. We just thought it would be another formal event, but the board, we know they make dreams.
I mean, there's a number of ways we can do it. Pick up some costs. But there's also options of providing tables and going out to people we know.
As a fundraiser.
Acts where they like to purchase a table and all of those sort of good
things. And this is saying maybe even in place of the Christmas party, we do that.
As an election year, too.
All your juices are flowing.
You better talk with your staff before that because they like to get out there. I do that home.
Yeah, so that knee all right now.
But we'll be able to do that in the black tie. So
I can see that being very
So we can talk about that and what that looks like. Like, do we want to invite the public? If we did, we could try some tables.
Doing election year would be good.
Yep. And then you have a program, and then they can have a page in our program, and all that sort of thing.
That's right. All so, that. Yeah. Yeah. That's where you make the money.
Yeah.
You know, of course,
make the money off a program.
Yeah.
Booklet. That would be amazing. Yeah. The issue is something like that requires a lot of planning.
Congratulations.
That's not something you say, let's do that next Saturday.
That's right.
You can probably
start
down at it.
Yeah. Hopefully it costs you $5,000.
So I'm sure the DuPont probably is booked out like a year in advance, so we would probably have to look at what
what time they have. Then we talk about the time of year, whether it be something after like graduations.
But if it's Christmas, we have to do it like
that's what I'm thinking, like what time of year will we talk about? Not that that's all to be decided right now.
Yeah,
they do it up right.
He's talking about inviting people. You gonna invite?
That's what we hold the Christmas party.
Nah, I think they do have that barman's like weddings.
In the back, it's really nice.
But
Harry Savoy, yeah.
That's the bar. I'm saying that's the bar. I'm saying that's the barroom we use.
Yeah.
That's I'm saying for dancing, it looks big.
Yeah.
But once you sit tables, you don't see how small a room gets when you start. When you sit tables and the staff coming 100 strong, right? We're coming 100 strong. Then they're bringing their children, like our baby's kids coming, you know, and their cousins and Pookie and everybody else.
All right, no, I like that. So let's think about that.
Yeah, but let's we can.
Could that be the first year of the Hall of Fame?
Do a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. 20 years.
I mean, there's a lot going on with this.
Yeah. Recognize
those
that.
They're
students that.
And every time Mr. Till sent me an article about an Edison, former Edison student, former chess player, and got a big write up in the Charlottesville newspaper, UVA, and talking about big mentor program. And mentioned how she went to Edison, how that was her foundation.
Oh, yeah.
But did you send it out to the board?
Her mom
We got it. We got it.
I don't know if we all have it, but I sent it.
It is awesome.
And then the Delaware High School Basketball Player of the Year this year was being recruited by Michigan, Connecticut, and all those other. Just made a big post online. Did an announcement, you know, and he had his Edison t-shirt. And he said, I'm wearing my Edison t-shirt, although I'm a high school graduate. I'm wearing an Edison t-shirt. I'm getting emotional saying this. This is a student that I actually didn't allow to graduate because of his behavior. But he comes up here every week, like, Ballman's something thing. And he says, you guys made me the man that I am. He said, I'm wearing my Edison shirt as a high school graduate because it was Edison that taught me the person that I need to become. He gave me my foundation. So, I could really see, you know, and he'll definitely be in our Hall of Fame. The female basketball player of the year is from Edison. Delaware High School state track champion is from Edison. So there's quite a few, Alita and, other folks that are out there doing great things academically and athletically that I think would be phenomenal to develop. And then develop a wall in school somewhere where we have plaques and
sounds like something that Ms. Yates and Mr. Brown, seem like they might be able to lead the admin and board team.
I'm talking red carpet and everything. Media, CNN, everybody.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Keep that in mind, and maybe we'll
volunteer. Obama and Michelle.
That's right.
Joe and
Barack.
All right.
I said bring in Michelle and Barack.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually thinking that, like, while you guys were talking about it. I mean, I know a lot of our board members are Wilmington Country Club board members. They also have connections with the Beau Biden organization and Biden himself. And so, like, I was just going to run home and just start, like, messaging people and just come up with ideas. Because,
I wouldn't be opposed to having that. Some of you folks
have rich friends. Yeah. Make some phone bigger. Calls. I'm not opposed to it. But, I think that would be. I think that we need to give it enough time to really plan it. Because a vision without a plan is a hallucination. We really need to make sure we put some planning in, and it needs to be big. I think we could. It also could be a great launch for fundraising efforts, great media campaign. I think it will be. I think it will be huge. Yeah. Because there aren't many charter schools that have been around 20 years.
No.
That are definitely those that are serving underserved population and have been able to meet some of the success that we have been able, across,
reputations.
Disciplines.
Yeah. Not only could it launch a fundraising effort, it could be a fundraising effort in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, I can see us really trying to raise funds.
No, that's good. That's exciting. Yeah, I'm glad that
you invite some serious VIPs.
Glad you guys
yes.
That's good stuff.
That came right from the Brain Trust.
Hey,
you know what I mean? It's Shelton over inspiring people.
I've invited enough folks here for Leadership Day that now you can ask them for some financial support.
I know. And we even one of our teachers, that was Andrew Ulder, her dad is big with some big investment firm, and he came for Leadership Day. And he was just so impressed and just said, I want to support the school. So and the way the process works, once we get a fully functioning committee, is we take his card, hand it over to the fundraising development committee. Yeah. They have a reach out that they usually send out, pre-planned, pre-programmed information, and it just goes.
It goes.
Right. And then just connect
it
up.
It catches fire.
Right. And before you know it, somebody offers to pay off your student loan.
Everybody's
I'm ready to trade for the war. All right,
everybody sleep on that. Anything else?
Well, while we're talking about that, at the finance committee, we did discuss the whole idea, and Liz and I talked briefly as well. Getting back to the grant writing, and so that's something that we will be pursuing.
The grant writing?
Yeah, the grant writing part, that, or at least getting a company that will write the grants, unless somebody here can some serious grants.
Yeah.
That was the company that you were talking about.
Right, the one that I had presented.
Yeah.
At the April, the brochure from the April board meeting.
Yeah.
Did you get
it? I'm sorry?
No, I don't think you were.
I was here. I was wondering if they had examples of their work, if you guys had the meeting, if they had examples of their
work. He hasn't turned me loose yet.
Yes.
So he hasn't turned me loose yet.
He can definitely, get info on that. He can visit anything we need. And I think Ms. Patel, that's a good point, we can get some examples of what they've done for schools and what have you, and then we would need that to make a decision.
Okay.
All right.
I would just like to say, real quickly, as we actually just wind up already, that I just really appreciate our entire board, everybody here, just that after every meeting, that we really lead looking forward to the next meeting, really appreciating the fellowship. And knowing that iron sharpens iron, and how we're moving forward really in a way where we're constantly thinking about how we can improve the school and improve the community. So I just want to thank the board and everybody at the school just for coming together with the focus in mind of improving education for our children. And it's a great feeling, and it's one that I appreciate. And I know it doesn't come without hard work, but it's one that I appreciate, and I'm sure that my colleagues at the school appreciate it as well.
Thank you.
I appreciate it as well. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Lots of something they can do to
do. Motion to adjourn, Mel Brown.
I guess I'll second.
He's so cool.
I was waiting for you. Did you even get home?